Good morning, church. Lovely to be with you. And man, I feel so at home with you in this church. It's interesting to be in a church for the first time, but feel so at home. And really, it's not surprising. I remember when we first talked with Tabea over the internet on Skype. And we were working out if we could work together. And so we started to kind of check off different theological points. What do you think about intimacy and prayer? Oh, yes. We're passionate about that. What do you think about serving the poor? Serving the poor. Reaching out to the poor. Oh, yeah, this is our call. This is why we're in Malawi. What do you feel about revival in the nations? Amen. We're contending for that together. What do you think about the word of God? Hallelujah. What about miracles? Oh, we're contending for more, but we're seeing them now. And I remember with this conversation with Tabea, we found we were on the same map together. And that's a big part because she comes from this church. And over these last years, this church has become more and more important for us as a base. You've sent a lot of people to be with us. It's been a blessing. Christoph every year, Dom, Anna, Anya, Marilise, Marion, Brian, Laura, Julia, Livia, Lydia, Marcus, Dunya, Tabea. Hallelujah. We have been so blessed. Thank you so much, church, for all of your inputs and all of your support over these last years. Tabea has been one of those four core people that's helped to launch the base. We've been there for 5 years in Malawi. And me and my wife have said that we'll give 10 years to YWAM Blantyre. So we're halfway in. Tabea has been with us for that first half. The reason why we've said 10 years, it takes about 10 years to pioneer something new. Before we started this 10-year season, we'd started a few ministries just for 1 or 2 years, and then they died. Now, I know in this church there are visionary leaders. Just a thought for you, if you want your vision to remain, you need to think about investing something like 10 years to make your vision actually fly. Which seems frightening when you're young. 10 years. But it's more frightening to look back in your life. It's more frightening to look back in your life and see that the things that you did not remain. That you didn't invest enough to make them take root. Amen?
Amen?
We're there in Malawi seeking to raise up a self-sustaining mission base, international mission base, with prayer and mission, and Malawians at the core of that. Now, just to make me comfortable, sorry, I'm going to need your help for a moment. I'm used to being in Africa. And in Africa, even the traditional churches seem Pentecostal compared to Europe. Really? So if I say hallelujah, can you say amen? Just to make me feel at home. It's my final thing, and I'll just feel, this is home. There's more hallelujah amens in Africa than anywhere else in the world. So if I say hallelujah, now I'm at home now. Hallelujah! Amen. And that was for me. Now do it for Jesus this time. Hallelujah! Yes, good. Now I'm in Africa. I can start to preach properly, okay? So, there are two things that I would like to share with you today. Hallelujah! Some people aren't joining in yet. Please, be with me here. So there's two things I'd like to share. The first one is something that I'm very excited about. And the second one is a principle that is central to my life. And that has brought so much blessing into my life. But they're two slightly different directions. The first one is to do with missions. Because, did that go forwards? No. Let's go next one. Here we go. Yes. Something that we're really excited about as missionaries, part of international mission. Over the last few years, the mission groups have united together. Most of the big international mission groups you have united together with a vision of completing the Great Commission. Now, we've had this Great Commission for 2,000 years. But as we've started to look at it together with all of the mission groups and denominations, God has started to speak and give us faith that we can complete the Great Commission in the next 5 to 10 years. The first stage was to start to look at the world differently. For a long time, we've said that we are called to go to every nation. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the good news to every nation. But we need to look at nations in different ways. If we look at Pitcairn, it's the smallest nation on earth. 68 people, mainly from bounty mutineers. The bounty is a ship of pirates. And then if we look at China, 1.3 billion people. We've got to reach China in a different way than we reach Pitcairn. Amen? Now, YWAM, we love to pat ourselves on the back. And we do evangelism in every nation on earth every year. We'd say, India. We've got 50 ministries in India. Hallelujah! We are doing so well. But friends, when we started to look at India again, we split India up into omega zones. the ending, zones to finish the Great Commission. Each zone is 1.35 million people. And then we started to look where we were. All of a sudden, our 50 ministries, they're only in a few Omega zones. We started to log where the churches were, where the Christians were, where the missionaries were. This is the 4K map, 4,000 Omega zones around the earth. We started to want to stir ourselves up because we want to complete the Great Commission in these next years. Jesus said, first, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world. And then the end will come. As a witness to the nations, and then the end will come. But friends, we know that on the sea of glass, there are people from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. Not just the nations represented, but every people group, every language, every tribe represented before God. That's what we know it's going to be like. And so we start to say, let us look at where we're not rather than where we are. This is why this year we've been so excited to send out from Malawi, Malawians, 6 missionaries to unreached people groups. This family here have gone to northern Kenya, just south of Somalia. Where do you know where that massacre happened? All the kids in the school got killed. That's where these guys have gone. Reaching out to a people group that are unengaged by missionaries. Because they want Jesus to receive the reward of his suffering. Another 3 have gone to the Yao, a Muslim tribe. And then another 1 to the Tonga, a part of the Tonga tribe that haven't been reached on the River Zambezi. The Tonga. It's exciting to see Malawians take hold of their call to go. Germany has had a huge impact on the nations of the earth. Malawi has had a massive impact by Germany. Malawi 20 years ago, YWAM was started in Malawi by a German missionary. We've always had Germans as part of our team in Malawi. There are nations that are waiting for Germans. Your lives can unlock hearts. But there are nations waiting for Malawians. Missions is from the nations to the nations, not the West to the poor. And these guys, they've done their mission schools and they're saying we are willing to go and struggle and suffer because we want to see the people reached. We need to keep engaging in the Great Commission. Answering God's call to go. Germany still has a call in the nations. Some of you are called to go. But for some of your call to go, it's just to cross into even find another unreached people group in Berlin. Last week I was speaking in a church and God spoke to a granny there to reach out to the deaf in England. She's going to learn sign language. They're the most unreached people group in England. Go to this 4K world map. I'd like to challenge everyone, find a tribal people group. That has no church, no missionary, no Christians, and start to pray. This is the season. This is the generation to complete the Great Commission. Amen? Hallelujah? This is the generation. We are called. Yes, to take Berlin. But to take the nations of the earth. We are the generation to complete the Great Commission. Let's be part of that together. Thank you, church, for partnering with missions in finance and in prayer. Please keep that focus. It's changing nations. Hallelujah. Let's just take one moment and let God speak to us. Holy Spirit, we honor you. I don't know how you focus on the Holy Spirit and invite his presence, but just take a moment. speak to us, Holy Spirit. Now, I was so excited to see Malawians choosing to go where it's difficult. Lots of people, they get saved and they want to be saved unto a nicer life. But these guys saying, we are called to go. To embrace the things that are going to be difficult. Malawi, as we left, is in a very difficult season. We had the biggest floods in living memory just at the beginning of the year. 200,000 people displaced, 50,000 homes destroyed. We had people in the village next door, 100 out of 300 houses fell. But this is my principle of life. This is my principle of life. God uses disasters and turns them into blessings. We got to feed about 1,000 families. And we got to go out and rebuild homes for, at the moment, 5. This is a disabled widow that we rebuilt her home. And it was amazing open door for the gospel. I first saw this when me and Susie were in Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe was in a very difficult time, maybe 7 years ago. Economically, it was in meltdown. So we started to take food in to orphans. saying God's kingdom is a kingdom where people eat. And then we started to see the open door of healing there. Just hundreds and hundreds of healings as we gave out food and prayed for the sick. And we had a word from the Lord. If you're sick, you're going to be healed. That was our word of knowledge. If you're sick, you'll be healed. Just everyone was getting healed. But it came out of this disaster, this difficult time for a nation. We heard about it happening before in Mozambique. We trained with the Bakers and we heard them speak about the floods. And God starting to bring revival out of a disaster. God loves to use difficult things and use them for our good. This is His glory. Hallelujah. This is His glory, to take difficult, terrible things and use them for blessing. We follow Jesus. And He took the cross, a symbol of shame and suffering and torture and rejection. He took that symbol of death and pain, and He turned it into a symbol of life and victory. He takes the things that are broken and He makes them beautiful. He takes the things that are rejected and He makes them glorious. God uses all things. He's working all things for the good of those who love Him. Now, because of this, there's often becomes a confusion. Because we get blessed out of a difficult time, we think that the difficult time was then planned by God. And that's not always the case. Just because it ends up blessing us doesn't mean it was God's idea. He's just so good that He loves to take those difficult things and redeem them. This whole subject is actually a bit of a hot potato. You often have people having these arguments about this. Some people say, God is sovereign. He gives permission for every nasty thing and good thing in your life. Other people say, no, he's good, he's always good to us. He's only good to us. And then other people say, no, but the bad things are demons, they're spirits, everything bad is demons and spirits. And others say, no, it's the judgment of God on us. If you've done something wrong, there's judgment. And the other group says, no, Jesus was judged so that we can be blessed. And then they say, no, but we've been given dominion over the earth. We have to bear the responsibility of the bad decisions we make. Who cares? Really, who cares? Where it came from. Who cares the source of the hardship? God can use it for good in your life. Who does it matter where the hardship came from? Sometimes we're there trying to work out, God, was this you? Was this the devil? Was this my bad decision? We're trying to work out where the hardship came from. And God says, I want to use it for good in your life. I want to use it as a blessing in your life. I've been through the most difficult season in my life in this last season. But we've seen the biggest victories. We've moved into and built this big property. We've built 667 square meters of buildings in 7 months. It's the first time in 20 years that YWAM has owned property in Malawi. We're celebrating this property, this inheritance for us. But friends, it came out of pain and struggle. I was there in the office counting money at the beginning of our school. And then there were men with big machete knives saying, give us the money. And me and a friend, Kaylin, then fought these armed robbers off with chairs. And managed to chase them out of the building. They'd already stolen all the computers. And I was gripped with such fear, and it brought up the problems of bullying as a child. I'd been bullied as a child, and it reminded me of it. That when children hurt you and fight against you. And all of a sudden, I was so angry at everybody, and I was frightened that nobody liked me. And we felt unsafe on the property that we were in. But we started to seek God. And we started to say, use this for our blessing. Use it for good in our lives. God is working all things for the good of those who love him. Amen? We treated this hardship as discipline. Do you want to read Hebrews 12:7? And then, yeah. Now, I'm not saying that all hardship is discipline. But it says treat hardship as discipline. Allow hardship to grow character in your life. Allow hardship to bring you to the place of seeking after God wholeheartedly. As a community, we started to come to God and say, show us where our hearts are not yours. Discipline us through this hardship. But also, God, use it for our good. And that time, really, the blessings that came on our life because of those break-ins. I was healed of childhood bullying issues. We moved into a new property. It united our staff to fight for the base together. It united the staff to build the new property together. It cleaned the house of sin because we let it discipline us. It humbled us and made us support each other because we were struggling. And it brought a flood of financial blessing to help us build and buy the property. God wants to use all things in your life, even the difficult ones. He wants to turn them around and use them for good. But we also need to be disciplined by the hardships. When you're going through something hard, it reveals what's inside. Amen? I've been shocked by what was inside in the midst of the hardship. But it let me start to cry out to God, transform me. Transform me into your image. It brought us to a place of seeking God. Because this is always the plan of God in our lives. Wholeheartedly seeking after Him. We all know that scripture. Oh, I'm good. This is the Jeremiah, this is what I wanted. We all know the scripture, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. But how that scripture starts is it says, after 70 years in captivity. This was the prophecy of 70 years of Israel going into captivity in Babylon. And God declares, I know what plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And what are those plans? Those plans are that they are going to seek after Him and find Him. Why? This is how God turns their disaster into a blessing. When we seek Him wholeheartedly, when the disaster, when the disappointment becomes an appointment with God. I believe this is a moment here in German history. The 70 years are over. The 70 years are over. And I believe God says, this is the time to seek me and find me. But it's a matter of seeking Him with the whole heart. Of allowing the Spirit to reveal other loves in our lives. I don't mean sin, I mean those other things that have grown up that we love and desire that are distracting us from God. I believe God says that this is the season of blessing for Germany and for Berlin. The 70 years are over. He has a plan to prosper and bless the church. But He gives His roadmap. He says, seek me with your whole heart. And you will find me. You will find me. Disasters into blessings. Hardship into victories. Discipline into revival. This is the plan of God for our lives. Hallelujah. Some principles here. Now, I'm not saying that we don't resist the devil. In every situation, we do the same thing. Yet we always resist the devil in every circumstance. When we hit hardship, we repent of our own sin, we bind the work of the devil. I'm not saying we embrace the work of the devil in our lives. But But then start to ask the Holy Spirit to show you what Daddy is doing through this difficult time. What are you going to birth that's going to bless me? What are you going to birth that's going to bless me? Be trained by the hardship. Your character growth will mean that when the anointing touches your life, you stay on course with God. Then start to just seek God with all of your heart and you will find him. God is a God of miracles. And we need to expect him to be a God of miracles. And to allow him to lead us into situations where we need a miracle. Think about Moses. He leads the Israelite people into the dead end of the Red Sea. But his God is a God of miracles. And he was allowing him to lead him into a place where he needed him. I remember the first time God said to me, give away all your food and all your money for food. That month, we ate like kings as God provided for us in an amazing way. We need to allow God to lead us into the place where we need a miracle. If your plan and your vision does not need a miracle, it's probably your plan, not God's plan. When God plans in your life, he plans things that you can't do on your own. He plans things that need the supernatural breaking in of his power. Because when God does miracles, he's doing what is normal to him. He loves to turn difficult things into awesome blessings. Let's look to Jesus on the cross again. He takes the shame of the cross. And as the disciples seek him in the upper room, he makes it into Pentecost. Crucifixion. The people seek him in the upper room. The revival of Pentecost. Again and again, this is how God turns difficult things into revivals. Hallelujah. Now we believe this, don't we? Hallelujah! We believe this, don't we? This is our faith. This is our hope. But friends, we still need to submit to God's leadership. I love the Song of Solomon. I read it as Jesus and me, the bride. And this is one of my favorite parts. This is the moment of the maturing of the bride. Before this verse, she calls her heart my garden. After this verse, she calls her heart Jesus, your garden, Jesus. And in this moment, she says, come, north wind, come, south wind, and blow upon my garden. The north winds of hardship, the south winds of blessing, come and blow upon my garden. I want to give permission to God to bring blessing and hardship. So so that the fragrance of Christ may go forth, so that the gospel will grow. Why will you only let the devil bring hardship into your life? Why won't you let God bring situations that are hard into your life so that he can use you as a blessing in the nations? There's a place of submitting and trusting God where you say, come, north wind or south wind. I trust your leadership, Jesus. I trust your leadership. Whatever you send on my life, as long as your gospel grows, as long as the fragrance of Christ goes forth, I believe this is the call of God today for us as a church. Oh. You've said you've given your life to Jesus. Now will you allow him to send blessing or hardship? So that Christ will be known in the nations. So many times people get to know Jesus better when you are having a hard time. But we pray that prayer. Just bless me, bless me, bless me. Make it easy, make it nice, make it good. Just nice things. Nothing nasty. And he's like, I've got a plan for you to bless you. My leadership is perfect. I believe the call for us on the church today is to say yes to God. I trust your leadership. I trust your leadership. I trust whether it feels good or bad, it's for the furtherance of your gospel. To let God lead you through circumstances. I remember the first time that I was praying for food and no food arrived. And God said to me, you can fast for 40 days. And I was so upset. About 1 week, I battled with him. And I was upset that he would do this to me. And the moment I surrendered to him and said, God, I'll fast until you give me food, the doorbell rang. There were two people with bags of groceries. And they gave them to me and said, we felt God said to give these to you. But it felt so hard in the beginning. I remember the next time we ran out of food. And I took a debt so I could buy food. And then I repented and gave it all away. And we said, we're going to fast until we leave as missionaries. And we started to fast. We had no money to go into missions, but we started to fast. And over that next 2 weeks, we had no money and then no food, and then we started to fast. And at that moment, the floodgates of provision opened. We had £25,000 given to us in 2 weeks. But God was calling us to fast. God wants to lead you into more blessing. But sometimes there's hardship to go through. I want to make a call today. You've given your life to God, but will you let him lead it? Into blessing or into hardship? Into success or into failure? Into honor or into dishonor? Into easy places or into difficult places? Into plenty or into lack? Into freedom or into restriction? so that his fragrance, the fragrance of Christ, will go forth. Let him lead your life. He is so good. If you want to recommit and just say, yes, I want to do this, I want to invite you to come forwards. And just come and kneel before him and say, I trust you, God. I trust you, God. I trust you to lead my life.
Herr, wir stehen vor dir. Herr, wir sagen, du bist der Herr unseres Lebens geworden. Herr, du hast dein Leben für uns gegeben. Und wir haben unser Leben dir gegeben. Und Herr, wir wollen einmal mehr heute sagen, dass es ganz konkret bedeutet, dass du unser Retter und Erlöser bist, aber dass du auch der Herr unseres Lebens bist. Dass du der bist, der Führung und Leitung gibt in unserem Leben. Herr, das Fundament, auf dem wir stehen, ist, dass du ein guter, vollkommener, perfekter Gott bist. Herr, du hast keine Freude am Leid, an Bösem, an Schrecken. Aber Herr, du läuterst dein Volk, um Schlacke abzuschöpfen, ein Werk begonnen, vollkommenes Gold, edles Metall hervorzubringen. Herr, du hast ein Werk begonnen in uns und du beendest es auf den Tag Christi hin. Herr, dein Ziel ist, dass wir lauter und unanstößig vor dir stehen am Tag des Herrn, erfüllt mit der Frucht der Gerechtigkeit, die durch Jesus Christus zur Herrlichkeit und zum Lob seines Namens gewirkt wird. Und Herr, wir sagen ja zu dem. Wir sagen ja, dass du Werk in uns begonnen hast und dass du dieses Werk vollendest. Und Herr, wir übergeben uns deiner Leiterschaft. Herr, wir sagen, du darfst in uns wirken, was vor dir wohlgefällig ist, auf deinen Wegen, die du für richtig erachtest. Herr, wir wissen, dass du keine Freude hast und leichtfertig Dinge zulässt, nichts dergleichen. Du bist die Liebe. Du bist der beste Vater. Kein irdischer Vater kommt dir und deiner Barmherzigkeit, deiner Güte im Ansatz gleich. Und Herr, wir knien hier, weil wir das wissen. Und Gott spricht dir das zu, ich mache nichts leichtfertig. Aber ich führe dich durch Dinge, um dich zu gründen in mir. Wie bei Hiskia. Da hieß es, und er ließ ihn einen Augenblick allein, um zu sehen, was in seinem Herzen war. Der Herr weiß, er möchte uns zeigen, was in uns ist, damit wir es vertrauensvoll zu ihm zurückbringen. Sagen, Herr, so sieht's aus in mir. Hier werde ich unwillig. Hier widerstehe ich dir. Hier kommt Anklage. Hier hole ich mir selber, was ich will. Hier sättige ich mich von Quellen, die nicht sättigen. Und Herr, wir stehen vor dir heute. Wir danken dir, dass dein Blut uns reinigt von aller Ungerechtigkeit. Wir danken dir für alles, was du offenbart gemacht hast, alles, was du offenbarst in unserem Leben. Und wir sagen ja zu deiner Führung, ja zu deiner Leiterschaft. Ja zu dem, wie du uns führst. Weil wir wissen, dass in allem willst du an unserer Seite sein. Du willst, dass wir deine Gegenwart spüren und dass wir mit dir hindurchbrechen. Herr, nach der Kreuzigung, nach 3 Tagen ist Jesus von den Toten auferstanden. Herr, jede Herausforderung drehst du, you turn it into blessings. Herr, du wendest es und machst es zum Segen, machst es zum Durchbruch und wir sagen ja. Sag dem Herrn, wo du Angst hast, sag ihm, was dich fürchtet, aber sag, Herr, ich vertraue dir, ich gehöre dir, ich glaube dir. Der Jakobusbrief sagt, wir sind nicht von denen, die zurückweichen in solchen Zeiten, sondern von solchen, die dir vertrauen, damit ihre Seele, ihr innerer Mensch gewonnen wird. Wenn du merkst, ich kann gar nicht, dann sag ihm das. Du merkst, doch, ich bin von denen, die zurückweichen. Ich bin von denen, die ausbrechen. Ich bin von denen, die dich anklagen, die sich abwenden, die ärgerlich werden, die dich spotten und die nicht mehr wollen. Dann sag ihm das, sag, Herr, verändere mein Herz. Mein Herz soll dir ganz gehören. Und Herr, so sagen wir dir, wir erlauben dir heute Morgen über uns, über dieser Gemeinde, dass dein Nordwind kommt, der reinigt. Kühle Winde, die alte Äste abbrechen lassen, wie im Frühling und im Herbst, dass die Bäume von alten Ästen, morschen Zweigen befreit werden. Herr, dass ein neuer Frühling, ein neuer Aufbruch, neue Blätter kommen können, mehr Frucht. Ich danke dir, dass alles, was Frucht bringt, nach Johannes 10 von dir beschnitten wird, damit es mehr Frucht bringt. Und wir sagen Ja zur Beschneidung, Ja zur Reinigung, Ja zur Erneuerung, Ja zu dem, was du wirkst, Ja zu deiner Leiterschaft, Ja zu dem, was du wirkst. Wir sagen Ja, König Jesus, wir übergeben uns deiner Leiterschaft, wir begeben uns dir, wir geben uns dir hin. Herr, alles zu deiner Ehre. Herr, unser Ziel ist, dass dein Name verherrlicht wird. Mein Ziel ist, dass dein Name groß gemacht wird, dass dein Name verherrlicht wird in dieser Stadt, in diesem Land, in Nationen, in dieser Welt. Herr, nimm unser Leben dir zur Ehre, dir zum Lobpreis. Herr, nimm alles, reinige alles, was dich nicht groß macht. Masei rachan ekasu andai, masaria wande. Halleluja. Masaria wasaria mande, masia nande. Fürchte dich nicht. Wenn der Herr seine Hand dir ausstreckt, greif zu heute Morgen. Sag, Herr, führe mich auf deinen Wegen. Ganz neu. Lass mich deine Stimme hören. Der Herr gibt Gnade, seine Stimme ganz neu zu hören heute Morgen. Wenn du dein Herz verhärtet hast in der Vergangenheit, gibt der Herr Gnade, dass es erweicht und du ihn hören kannst. Für Einzelne bedeutet das, dass ihr seine Kinder werdet heute Morgen. Seine Kinder hören seine Stimme. Wir werden seine Kinder, indem wir sein Werk am Kreuz für unser Leben in Anspruch nehmen, indem wir bekennen, dass wir getrennt sind von Gott durch Schuld in unserem Leben und indem wir bekennen, dass nichts, was wir tun können, uns jemals mit Gott vereinen kann. Aber indem wir unser Vertrauen auf das Werk von Jesus richten, der für dich Sünde geworden ist, der für deine Schuld gestorben ist an einem Kreuz. Und während wir hier heute knien und noch in dem Gottesdienst sein, lasst uns alle, die auch die Augen noch geöffnet haben, mal die Augen schließen. Wenn du heute Morgen hier bist und diese Entscheidung noch nie bewusst getroffen hast, dein Leben in die Hände Jesu zu geben und es auch noch nie vor Menschen bekannt hast, dann heb doch jetzt deine Hand und sag, Herr, ich glaube das, danke, in meinem Leben. Und ich bekenne, dass ich deine Erlösung brauche. Heb dem Hand einfach mal deine Hand, dem Herrn deine Hand entgegen. Danke. Wenn dich das betrifft und diese Entscheidung noch nie getroffen hast, streck Jesus deine Hand entgegen. Sag, Herr, mein Leben soll dir gehören. Danke. Der Herr sieht deine Hand. Lass uns gemeinsam beten. Jesus, danke, dass du am Kreuz für meine Schuld gestorben bist. Ich brauche Vergebung meiner Sünden. Es gibt Schuld in meinem Leben. Dinge, die dir nicht entsprechen, deinem Wesen nicht entsprechen. Jesus, danke für deine Gnade. Danke, dass du mich abwäschst. Alles, was zwischen dir und mir steht. Alles, was zwischen Gott, dem Vater und mir steht. Du bist der Weg zu Gott. Es gibt keinen anderen Namen, in dem wir gerettet werden müssen. Jesus, ich glaube, dass du Gottes Sohn bist, der Mensch geworden ist und sich selbst als Opfer gegeben hat. Jesus, ich glaube dir, dass du nach 3 Tagen von den Toten auferstanden bist, als Zeichen, dass die Strafe bezahlt worden ist. Durch den Tod von Jesus bin ich gerecht. Nicht aufgrund meiner Werke, sondern aufgrund dessen, was du getan hast. Vater Gott, ich will dein Kind sein und du sollst mein Vater sein. Du sollst mein Herr sein. und auf deinen Wegen will ich gehen. Ich will nicht im Finsternis sein, sondern im Licht. Herr, ich ergreife deine rettende Hand heute Morgen und ich gehöre dir. Herr, führe mich, leite mich in alle Wahrheit. Von heute an gehöre ich zu dir. Ich bin dein Kind durch Jesus. Amen. Wenn du dieses Gebet gebetet hast, bitte ich dich, dass du danach einfach auf einen von uns zukommst, von denen, die du hier immer beten siehst, damit wir dir noch ein Heft mitgeben können, wo drin steht, wie es weitergeht, damit wir dich segnen können. Und ich möchte einfach so den Gottesdienst an dieser Stelle beenden für die, die merken, dass sie durch sind. Ich möchte euch segnen, dass ihr in der Gegenwart des Herrn geht, dass es eine Woche wird, wo ihr Gottes Stimme hört, wo ihr seine Führung erlebt, wo ihr erlebt, dass er euch reinigt, voller Barmherzigkeit und euch erneuert. Ich segne euch mit dem Schutz Gottes und dass er sein Angesicht über euch leuchten lässt, in Jesu gewaltigen Namen. Wenn ihr merkt, dass ihr für euch durch seid, könnt ihr gerne nach unten gehen, Kaffee trinken, Tee trinken, Kekse essen, euch unterhalten. Hier an diesem Ort bleiben wir einfach noch in der Gegenwart Gottes. Ihr könnt hier vorne knien bleiben, wenn ihr merkt, dass ihr noch nicht durch seid. Redet mit Gott, wir legen noch Hände auf, wir segnen euch. Kommt auf uns zu, wenn ihr eine Not habt. Oder bleibt einfach noch im Gottesdienstraum sitzen.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Just as we go,
und bevor wir gehen,
I feel that there is a call on some people's lives.
Und hat er noch empfunden, dass für einige einfach der Herr einen besonderen Ruf hat.
And that 70 years
und diese 70 Jahre
has gripped your heart.
Und ihr habt das gespürt, es hat euer Herz berührt.
Like it gripped the prophet Daniel when he read it in Jeremiah.
So wie den Propheten Daniel, als er es gelesen hat damals im Buch von Jeremia.
And when he read it,
und als er das gelesen hat, dass diese 70 Israel, Jahre vorbei sind über Israel,
he entered into a season of fasting
and
prayer.
Dann ist er in eine Zeit von Fasten und Gebet gegangen.
And that took Israel back into the promised land.
Und das hat dafür gesorgt, dass Israel in den Ruf hineingekommen ist.
I believe in this next season of the church.
Und ich empfinde, dass für einzelne hier für diese nächste Phase in der Gemeinde.
Some people are being called to a special season of fasting and prayer.
Dass Gott einzelne ruft in solch eine Phase von Gebet und Fasten.
Because God has gripped your heart. The 70 years is over.
Weil du spürst dieses Zeugnis, dass diese 70 Jahre vorbei sind.
There is blessing going to be released.
Und du spürst, wie ein Segen dadurch freigesetzt wird.
And I will enter into fasting and prayer.
Und du spürst, ich werde in diese Zeit von Fasten und Gebet hineingehen.
To find him,
um ihn zu finden,
who will release that blessing.
Damit er diesen Segen freisetzt.
So if that's you,
wenn du das bist,
God's gripping your heart,
wenn dein Herz dadurch berührt wird,
I pray in the name of Jesus,
dann bete ich im Namen von Jesus,
for grace to seek God,
dass Gottes Gnade auf dich
for
kommt,
grace
den Herrn
to fast,
die Gnade zu fasten,
not by your own strength,
nicht durch deine eigene Kraft,
but by the supernatural,
weil durch die übernatürliche
undeserved,
Kraft, unverdiente,
empowering of God,
wirklich befähigende Gnade Gottes,
making it possible,
dass er es dich befähigt,
for you to do amazing things,
dass du gewaltige Dinge,
that release His kingdom here,
tun kannst, die Gottes Pläne und
in
Absichten
Berlin,
freisetzen, hier in Berlin,
in Germany,
und in Deutschland,
and to the ends of the earth,
und bis zu den Enden der Erde.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lass uns dem Daniel und dem Herrn, dem Daniel, einen gewaltigen Applaus geben, einfach als Dank. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you released. Lass uns die Musik oben einspielen, damit der Abbau beginnen kann. Ich möchte euch wirklich einladen. Der Gottesdienst ist an dieser Stelle beendet. Aber Einzelne, ihr spürt einfach noch, dass ihr eine Not habt, dass euch etwas bewegt. Kommt gerne nach vorne. Bleibt hier noch einen Augenblick vor dem Herrn stehen. Bis die Musik eingespielt wird, kannst du gerne noch spielen. Weil der Herr ist einfach noch hier. Und so wie die Einzelnen merken, ihr seid durch, so merkt die anderen, nee, ihr bleibt noch vor dem Herrn stehen. Und bleibt gerne vor dem Herrn noch stehen. Die Beter können sich mit, wenn ihr frei seid, stellt euch gern mit hierher. Wir wollen euch gerne noch segnen.